With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside hour four of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh. Yo.
And before we go any further, I mean, I can't find this on the computer. My internet's down. I don't know how the Lakers did against the Celtics tonight. Mike, do you know? Because I think your internet's probably down as well.
Well, it's been a difficult night. Certainly shockwaves across the Southland here as we at that third quarter barrage, I mean, so I don't know how it ended.
Yeah, you know what we can do? We can ask James Worthy.
Laker legend. He's always got a good answer.
Yes, Laker legend on the air on Spectrum Sportsnet. We can ask him, James, how did the Lakers do tonight?
We got that Celtic ass tonight.
Okay, Lakers won. Now we know. Lakers won. There we go.
Well, that's all you need to know. It doesn't matter score. I mean, when you get analysis like that, how'd we do? No, we didn't just beat them.
I mean, what? Okay, I get, look, it's Lakers Celtics, but what are you thinking going on and starting your show with that? I mean, that's the first word.
Well, he did a full minute dedicated to his buddy Cedric Maxwell going after him as he lit the cigar. So, you know, certainly some smack talking. I can only imagine. I'd love the text messages back and forth with those guys as games are going on, or maybe they're on a video call together mocking each other until the final buzzer. But this one, not close. Just a laugher all the way. No late game heroics to try to make one last charge.
So listen, if you don't know how the Lakers did tonight, if you have a friend that doesn't know, email us, you know, hit us up on Twitter, and we'll try to let you know. We'll try to talk to James Worthy as often as possible.
I might make that my ringtone.
Oh, that'd be pretty good. Although, would you hear it, or would it be too much pause in between the clapping?
It's a good question.
Try it once again. Let me pretend. I'm calling Harmon. Beep, 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 beep. Okay, then it rings, and it rings like...
We got that Celtic gas tonight.
Come on, think about that. You're in a restaurant, and that suddenly goes off. You're a legend.
Yeah, no, that works. That works. I like that idea. I like that. I think that works
for me. I think I'm going to go with that.
My ringtone right now is from Spider-Man Far From Home when Mr. Clark, the teacher, says, "We're going to Prague." So, because it's a fun line that we joke around in my house with my daughter and my wife about, because, you know, Spider-Man, we love the Spider-Man movies. So when my phone rings, you just hear, "We're going to Prague. We're going to Prague. We're going to Prague. We're going to Prague." It's just not one of those, "We're going to Prague," and it waits, and a couple seconds later you hear it again. It's just over and right away. "We're going to Prague.
We're going
to Prague. We're going to Prague."
Guy got some national commercials out of that going, too, so good for him.
Hey, you know, congratulations right
good
there.
Good run. I mean, I can't wait. I mean, I got shut out of the NFTs for the first day sales. They did a really good job with some NFT stuff. Just like the Matrix, Ty Shirt and I were trying to, and he scored his NFTs. I'm still waiting on mine because they had a glitch in the Matrix, so I'm supposed to get a free one. So waiting for that to happen. But either way, it's fun to go back to the movies and try to make money off it. It's good.
Yeah, I'm waiting. Like, I think Spider-Man's the next one we're going to go see. Next week is maybe, look, Hawkeye drops, I think, at midnight tonight, which is going to be fun because that's been fun to watch. But yeah, it's been a minute. Like, the last we went to see was Ghostbusters. I'm like, okay, come on, give me another movie. Let's go. And now we got Spider-Man coming out.
See, I got a couple that I wanted to see in theaters that I noticed now that I could rent and watch at home. Gonna be awful hard to get me to go to a theater if I could just turn that on. Well, yeah. No, because I'm not talking about the blockbuster ones. There were a couple, like, I want to see the Kenneth Branagh Ireland movie that came out. Like, it,
Kenneth Branagh did a movie with Kathy Ireland? Wow, I did not know this.
Well, it's an update of Necessary Roughness.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, we need a new one. It's been a while since Scott Bakula and Sinbad went to Partay. Oh, we need Necessary
Roughness. There's got to be enough Robert Loggia footage around there.
Oh, for Robert Loggia. Jason Bateman in Necessary Roughness. Who knew he was, like, going to be one of the great comedic stars of our era? He was back starring in Necessary Roughness back in 1990.
Yeah, I was thinking of the movie Belfast, of course, which
Belfast suddenly
was slipping my brain. Saw the trailer for it, said, I need to see this film. And then all of a sudden, as I'm flipping around, it says, "Hey, you could rent it right now." I'm like, oh, but I want to go to a theater. But I want to watch it now.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Tonight's show brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. That's visitlasvegas.com. And for anyone just tuning in the last 30 seconds, you don't know how the Lakers did against the Celtics tonight, let James Worthy tell you.
We got that Celtic gas tonight.
All right, there you go. Lakers.
It's borderline Randy Macho Man Savage.
It is a little
bit. Yeah, the Macho Man.
I didn't notice that, but it is very much Macho Man. Yeah, wait, one more time. Play one more
time. Listen, Mean Gene.
We got that Celtic gas tonight.
All you're missing is a, ooh, yeah, Madison Square Garden right off the end of it. That's it.
Free.
We were in the no-name arena tonight.
I don't think that you can separate business from friendship. I'm your friend.
You know what I used to always love about all the wrestlers on the mic is that they would be so calm while Mean Gene would be asking the question, and it would be like this long-winded question. "Your long-time feud with Rowdy Roddy Piper goes all the way back to 1988, all the steel cage match." And they're just sitting there nodding, not saying anything.
Kind of rocking back and forth.
Yeah, and then Mean Gene is done, and then they turn into lunatics. Like, it's like I'm sitting there very calmly. Now it's my turn to talk. Oh, yeah! It's like, whoa. Okay.
Well, you know, it's like you're the caged animal. It's like when you're going on a big rant, you know what I'm doing? I'm walking around waiting for that opening, waiting for that extra long pause or breath or handoff line. Speaking of wrestlers, just because we're on Randy Macho Man Savage, today would have been Rick Rude's birthday.
Oh, the ravishing one. All husbands turn away while your wives get your cameras out. I'm going to take my shirt off now. And they always had video of a woman taking a picture. They always
had
someone taking a picture of Rick Rude.
Your fat, lazy husbands.
I'm just going to come out and say it because I could kind of walk around. Trevor Lawrence might be a bust. And we have to start thinking of him as a bust.
That's right? Saucy.
If we're talking about Zach Wilson struggling as much as he is, and maybe Zach Wilson's a bust, Trevor Lawrence has gotten a huge pass this year because, well, the Jaguars stink. Their offense isn't very good. Urban Meyer is in over his head. Look, all of these things are true. I'm not saying none of them's true. But you have to understand that if you're going to be a good quarterback in the NFL, you flash a little bit. You show, even in the most dark of times, hey, this guy's going to be good at some point. You get a little bit of help around him, and boy, he's going to be the franchise guy. There has been none of that from Trevor Lawrence this year. None of that. He has not flashed at all. I thought maybe after that run of Bengals, Titans, Dolphins, okay, maybe he's going to get it now. But no, even with a bad offensive line, you can flash, and he has not done it. He has had a horrendous season. Just as bad as Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson's been hurt for a while. I mean, Wilson's thrown more picks, but Trevor Lawrence is putting no points on the board. No. And this is the big red flag for me, Mike, because I told you about with Sam Darnold last year. When Sam Darnold was with the Jets, I said, the biggest thing is when the Jets are losing 30-3 or 37-3 in the fourth quarter, he can't even put points up in garbage time. When teams aren't blitzing, they're not doing anything fancy, they're laying back, they're stopping you from the quick strike that gives you momentum and an on side kick comes, they're just going to, you know, they're going to allow you to kind of move your way down the field. And at the end of the game, your stats don't look awful. Now, it doesn't tell the true story of the game, but at least in garbage time, you prove I can move my team down the field. And Darnold couldn't do that. And that's when I knew this guy's not a starting quarterback. And he goes to Carolina and proves that's the case. They had to go out and get Cam Newton. Things were so bad. But that's kind of the way with Trevor Lawrence, because I watch a lot of their guys. I watch a lot of Jaguars. I specifically go over in the fourth quarter. I go, all right, let me watch this a little bit now. Let me see if Trevor Lawrence can get the team up the field. And he can't. He still winds up having trouble under pressure. He struggles. All right. He's not accurate. All right. He leads the NFL in the most off-target interceptions of the year. These are throws that are completely on the quarterback, right, for making a bad throw. Not here's an interception where it bounced off the receiver's hand or the receiver didn't run the right route. He didn't look for the ball a bit. There were two receivers too close to each other. No, these are the interceptions on off-target throws. Trevor Lawrence leads the league in that. Okay. He struggles under pressure, right? He does. He was surrounded by great talent at Clemson, and maybe that's why he was so good, because right now in the NFL, he's not even showing that, hey, I see something inside him that means he's going to be a great player. Nothing. The guy's 9 touchdowns, 10 picks this year. He's not throwing for 300 yards in a game, and when they're losing 30-3, he's got the entire second half, can't put points on the board. Eventually, you flash a little bit, and he hasn't done so. When he first got to Clemson, and everybody was talking about how great he was, right? The freshman year, he had national. Oh, if he could go to the NFL now, we'd take him. Yeah, he played great. But you know what? That first year, his receivers were wide open on every play. It was, you know, I'm not saying Trevor Lawrence didn't make the plays, but boy, when guys are open by 5 yards and you have a decent amount of talent, you're going to do that on Saturdays. Doing it on Sundays is a different matter. And being surrounded by all that talent, maybe that hit a little bit who he was. Because he gets excused for everything. Now, his team is not good. He's not this. Okay, now, if you're telling me you need to build a big team around him to make him good, what kind of quarterback is he? Right? That's any guy. You can build a team and get a bunch of talent around any guy at quarterback and say, now you can succeed. If I bring in 3 good wide receivers and 2 good running backs and a good tight end and the offensive line is good, anybody's going to play good. Mike White is going to play good for an entire season. But Trevor Lawrence was drafted number 1 overall because he was the guy that he's going to supersede everything. He will make everybody better. He will cover up all your warts like Aaron Rodgers does and Tom Brady did for a long time. He will cover your, like Russell Wilson. Boy, the Seahawks offense is not, but Russell Wilson will still make plays. That's what the great quarterbacks do. They cover warts. And I'm not asking Trevor Lawrence to be that guy right away, but you got to at least show a little little bit that this is why they drafted you. But it, the excuses are made for him because it's Jacksonville, it's Urban Meyer. No, if he was really good, he would have shown a little bit more by now. So I'm recalibrating how good a quarterback I think he's going to be. Like, could he be passable if he gets great talent around him? Yeah, maybe, but do I still think he's the second coming and be a once-in-a-lifetime quarterback? I don't, because the guys don't struggle like this. Andrew Luck didn't struggle like this. Guys don't struggle like this when you're going to be this good. All the good players all flashed a little bit, at least when they were rookies. Kyler Murray flashed when he was a rookie. Baker Mayfield flashed a little bit when he was a rookie. Josh Allen flashed and got really good a couple of years left. I mean, all these guys have done so. The guys that don't flash as rookies, look where they are right now. They're either not in the league or their backup somewhere else.
Well, like we had talked about during the draft process, every time we talk to a draft expert, it's like, all right, how many can't miss prospects actually, you know, we ended up being can't miss guys? Manning, Elway, Andrew Luck until he was beaten into submission, right? And even he had his issues now and again. Otherwise, it's been a rough road for a lot of these guys that were supposed to be the next big thing. And we looked at it and have analyzed it to that point of, all right, superior talent in a conference that, well, was not superior overall, right? So you became the class and you're throwing to air. Why we always wonder about Ohio State quarterbacks and everybody else, you know, on those dominant teams. You know, the questions about Mac Jones coming forward, right? Because of what Alabama does every year. So for Trevor Lawrence, I think the garbage time is certainly something to question, because for fantasy purposes, right, bridging into that world, you're like, all right, they're heavy underdogs. Like this week against the Rams, like they're awful. There's no discernible way they're going to be able to hang in this game. So what do? You throw it up. And that's the problem, is they're not even doing that. Right? I don't know if it's to not develop bad habits, put the ball in harm's way, because how many times do we go after other quarterbacks for not taking care of the football? That was one of the Zach Wilson talking points, right, when he was enjoying watching the Mike White experience before that big multi-turnover game against the Bills from Mike White. But it's just that. It's like, well, maybe I, you know, just have to take what's there and not take shots. First couple of weeks of the season, big pass attempts, 51, 33, 34, and 7 interceptions. While he's only got 3 interceptions since, you go through and it's become check down city. And do they have big weapons on? No. Marvin Jones, Laviska Shenault, who even in their post-game analysis, they keep calling him a gadget guy. They don't mean to, and it's like, damn it, I said it again. Right, DJ Chark got hurt and everything else. So you haven't had a full complement of weapons. But still, the fact that you're in football Siberia allows you to just take your lumps in quiet and silence until we shout from the rooftops tonight.
Twitter at How About a Fresca? Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. See, I know you don't want to think it. Oh, but Trevor Lawrence might be a bust. You look at the evidence, you can't cut it up any more than that. 877-99 on Fox, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. We got more on the big Lakers win over the Celtics coming up in a bit, but also two quarterbacks that right now are going in completely different directions. Keep it right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh!
A couple of quarterbacks going in different directions coming your way in a couple minutes. But first, Alex Teichert, you've gotten a piece of audio that's pretty special right now, don't you?
So I was hunting the tapes, and you know we have a big mail room here, and Mike Harmon, I guess, was sending in an audio clip for America's Got Talent Christmas Edition. Mike, did you know I had this audio?
Wow.
Do you mind if I share this audio?
I thought it was for another bit, but sure, have at it.
Okay. So if you're down, Jay, I have a clip of it, and we can decide if Mike has a chance or not. Should we listen?
This is him sending it. This is his Christmas clip to America's Got Talent.
Yes, he was trying to do Oh Holy Night.
Oh, boy. All right, let's hear it.
What do you think, Jay? Has he got a chance?
Oh, yeah, sure. Because not everybody can be great on these shows. You need some kind of comedic interlude.
Well, as soon as I went for that note.
Now it sounds like me.
You did a good job, Mike.
That was thanks, guys. I mean, I really left it all on the line. May or may not have had, a few little glasses that were 1.5 ounce, maybe 2 ounce pours.
No,
give me a whiskey and a whiskey, and then that's what you get. Feeling festive at the end of a night. What can I say?
Hey, that's Harmon for you right there. I'll tell you what. Very nice T-shirt, but please bookmark that so we have.
I got you.
Keep that. Please keep that. So look, two quarterbacks going in different directions, and number one is Lamar Jackson, right? We talked about Trevor Lawrence and the fact that he could be a bust, and you have to start saying it. There's so much attention being spent on the loss this week to the Steelers and the drop 2-point conversion from Mark Andrews. And this play is a microcosm of what the reality for Lamar Jackson might be, right? Now, was this play Lamar Jackson's fault? Or was it fully Mark Andrews' fault? No, it was kind of both of them. Like, mm-hmm. Mark Andrews might have been able to make the play, but Lamar Jackson could have been able to make a little bit more accurate throw.
Sure.
Right? Like, it was accurate, but was it accurate enough that it needs to be for a 2-point conversion on the goal line with the game on the line? And it wasn't. And this is the thing about Lamar Jackson, is that for all of Lamar needs to do this, and Lamar needs to be this kind of guy, and maybe when Lamar gets better players, and maybe this for Lamar, and maybe this man. Let me just throw this out there. What if this is just who Lamar Jackson is? Because that's what I see. That most of the time he is terrific, and he will be able to put points on the board, and the Ravens will win the majority of their games. But some of the games he's going to struggle against good defenses. He's going to take a lot of sacks, and he's going to be inaccurate with the ball. And that's still a hallmark of Lamar Jackson, who's now been in the league for a minute. This is not, Lamar is rookie year, and, he needs to change, he needs to adjust. No, Lamar Jackson's been in the league. You know, he's had a chance to show that maybe he can be a different kind of quarterback. And I'm sorry, but, you know, that's not going to happen. This is his fourth year in the league, right? The guy's played over 50 games in the NFL. What if this is just who he is? And if this is who Lamar Jackson is, this is what you're going to get. He will win the majority of his games because he's really talented, and most Sundays he's going to go out there and do his thing. But against those good defenses, he's going to struggle like he did. Why? Because he's inaccurate throwing the ball. He's not as accurate as he needs to be. And quarterbacks who make plays with their legs, none of them throw great. Right? That's the thing. You got to understand, none of them throw great because part of the game is I tuck the ball and I run. And they're not comfortable enough in the pocket. You can't turn them into great, accurate pocket passers. You just can't do it. Guys like Cam Newton, Colin Kaepernick, as talented as they are, as good as they are, they're not that accurate from the pocket just because. Cam Newton threw off his back foot for a decade. And because he had a great arm, he'd get it down there once in a while. But was Cam Newton the greatest guy? No. But what he would do, being able to supplement that with running the football, especially in the red zone, Cam Newton was a superstar. Colin Kaepernick had his hot minute to be his guy, but was he accurate from the pocket? No, he wasn't. And what happens is, in the playoffs, you play teams with good defenses that are going to send you home, and that's what's happened to Lamar Jackson. So if you're asking me what his future might be like if I could project the rest of his career, I would tell you this for Lamar Jackson. Now, is he going to have a long career? He takes a lot of hits, right? He's got to carry the ball 20 times a game, right? He's going to take a lot of hits. So it's going to be very much like Cam Newton, where he's going to be great for a while. His team will be good. They'll make the playoffs, but eventually they'll lose. Maybe one year, everything goes right and the team is healthy and they get a good draw in the playoffs and they get to play at home, and maybe Lamar's got one year with a really good wide receiver that can turn the bad plays into good ones, and maybe one year Lamar Jackson makes it to the Super Bowl. That's kind of projecting the rest of his career. Not he's going to get there and be dominant and his rivalry with Patrick Mahomes is going to be through the roof. If I had to handicap it, I would say maybe it ends up for him one time in his career. He finds a way to get to the Super Bowl because things go right. But that's kind of the reality for him because of the quarterback he is, that when you've played now, 60 games in the NFL, and this is kind of who you are. Yes, you're responsible for a lot of offense, but when it comes down to it, a team with a really good defense can shut you down enough to win the games. We've seen that happen time and again with Jackson.
You know what's really great is that outside of a guy named Tom Brady, we can put that on a lot of guys. You know, he might get to one Super Bowl. not a lot of repeat frequent flyer miles for guys to the big game overall. But when we look at Lamar Jackson, right, on pace for his third straight 1,000-yard season and invoking Cam Newton, there's something to be said. Cam Newton was elite. Right? We joke with Joe Flacco. Cam Newton was the guy for, 8 years? Until his body started to break. Right? Averaging 100 carries a year. And for the Ravens this year, I had great hopes that everything would go right. And it's been duct taped together to an 8-4 record at this point. When you look at what the number of injuries, the O-line, to the running backs, even out the jump. I mean, that's their identity. Right, it's not Lamar Jackson winging it around all over the place. Maybe someday there'd be a year where it was, but it certainly wasn't going to be here. It's play defense, run the football. And what are they doing? Sending guys to the IR seemingly every week at this point. Hell, they signed Le'Veon Bell for a minute. Okay, put that in perspective. That's where they had to, and Devontae Freeman is their starting running back. Not exactly what they had in mind, but you make good, make do with it, and you go through. You got Marquise Hollywood Brown, who's more a number two. I think we can all agree to that. You got Andrews, who's been fantastic, but he was invisible for the first month of the season as they tried to figure things out in the post J.K. Dobbins and Gus the Bus era, and Miles Boykin, who was expected to at least have a little bit of share. Remember, he was hurt too. So all of a sudden, it's like, hey, let's have tryouts for any guy that might have carried a football in the last 18 months. And it's not to do excuse making for Lamar, because there's decisions that are a problem. That throw to Andrews there, like, better throw, he walks in. and the narrative's different, and we move on. But yeah, I mean, for most teams, it requires everything to go right. I think Sammy Watkins coming in, who's what, a number three guy, like it would have been nice if you'd had, you know, maybe a bigger upgrade than that. But you are what you are. You drafted Rashad Bateman. He missed the first half of the season. So maybe there's more juice in the downfield passing game these final five games, but they're going to do everything they can to protect the football, to not expose that secondary to any more reps than they have to. Run the ball. They're going to take a page out of Belichick, man. Sledge hammer. But they don't even have Ronnie Stanley there to help do that.
No, it's tough, man. It's tough. I'm telling you. What if this is just who he is?
MVP, though.
Now, another guy going in a different direction. I hate to say I told you so, but I kind of did. Because if you look at the last month, one team is saying to themselves, oh, man, had we just gotten behind this guy from the beginning, maybe things would be even better. I told you if the Dolphins gave Tua a chance that he would show you that he was pretty good. And what has he done since the trade deadline? Four straight games with a passer rating of over 100. And they've won all four of those games. And it's no coincidence that he's hit this stride after the trade deadline, when he knows, okay, this is my team. All season long, it's been, we could go get Deshaun Watson, this is not our guy. And Tua is a confidence guy. I saw it on the field last year. He wasn't confident in himself that he could go downfield early in games, needed to warm up and then let the field open up a bit for him. Then he was going downfield. And this year, yeah, of course, a lot of stops and starts when half the organization wants another guy in and half them saying, no, let's give Tua a chance. How do you not give Tua a chance? You know, he's kind of turned into a latter day Chad Pennington, where he's got a short passing like video game type quality to his game, because he's thrown 26 incomplete passes the last 5 weeks. He has been really good. Now, is he going to be a guy that's going to throw four touchdowns and throw for 350 a week? No. But is he a guy that's going to throw for 250 and a couple of touchdowns? That's really good. And complete 70% of his passes? That's really good. You can win with that. And Miami is winning with it. And they have zero – they probably have the worst running back room in the National Football League. They are terrible running the football. If they just had a little bit of a running game, things would be even better. But had they stood behind Tua early on in the season instead of the back and forth, we don't know, Jacoby Brissett's going to play, maybe they have a couple more wins. And they're, instead of being in the hunt in the AFC, they're a team that can maybe get in the playoffs and do some damage. I don't know why it took them so long to just say, okay, let's let Tua go and see the kind of guy that he is. But since the deadline, that is zero coincidence that's when he took off. You know, I mean, Miami could be a top four team in the AFC if they got a running game, if they stood behind two, so it's still there for them after their really bad start. But why it took them so long to say, okay, Tua, show us what you can do, I don't get it. Because now that they've done so, look how good he's been. Now he's got to be their quarterback. And there seems the deadline going, man, I would have loved to trade for Tua. If I knew I was going to get this guy, I would have loved to trade for Tua at the deadline. And now they're all going, kicking themselves, going, man, the Dolphins wanted to give him away, but we didn't know if he was any good. Now look at him. Last 4 weeks, he's been terrific.
Operational efficiency, the dominance, he and Jalen Waddle. I mean, Waddle's just been fantastic. And much like we talk about the people just ignoring how bad things have been in Jacksonville, I don't know that folks recognize how good Waddle has been. And maybe this puts a spotlight on it a little bit. But for Tua, I don't think it was ever this guy can't play. Right, last year was coming off the big injury, no training camp, all of those things. This year, they were still looking to make that splash, thinking we've got a good roster, and if things break right, we can bring in a top five guy who pushes us over. Forget about the running game a while. No, if we have Deshaun Watson, assuming he's cleared and able to play, we get one of those transcendent performers. Instead, they found a guy that's really bleeping good and accurate. Can he put the ball in tight spots? Well, every once in a while he makes those throws, but generally it's scheme it out and make the, as you said, the Chad Pennington little lollipop throw, which is all fine and good. right? It's effective. 71% completion rate. I'll take it, right? Doesn't turn the ball over. And right now they're playing good football. Before the season, ranked as one of the top, you know, all 53s. And right now playing like it. And a guy that's playing with confidence, at least to say, all right, if it's not going to be here, I'm going to go get to another spot where I will be the guy. So take that, Flores. Take that, Ross.
I hate to say I told you so, but I kind of told you so about Tua.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
I'm going to eat that ass up.
Oh, yeah. Feel it, feel it, feel it. Lakers win tonight over the Celtics. And pretty dominant fashion, the Lakers win this game. My internet's down. James Worthy, how did the Lakers game go against the Celtics?
But if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you, don't you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah!
Okay, how did it really go against the Celtics
tonight? We got that Celtic ass tonight.
117-102 is the final. He went on to light a cigar and say that Cedric Maxwell steals all his one-liners. Insane stuff from Worthy tonight.
All he needed was a fringed, you know, jacket and just to walk around on his tiptoes with some big sunglasses and a cowboy hat. Let's go!
So this is a big night for the Lakers because they win a game. And look, we've been tracking the Frank Vogel hot seat meter all night because suddenly his job is in jeopardy. And it's an overnight thing, right? Because the Lakers went from, hey, eventually these guys are going to get it going and it's going to be a great time, to, well, you know, it's clearly not working and now there needs to be some changes. The first change that's going to happen is Frank Vogel's going to get fired because all the players that came in are all LeBron's guys. They're all guys LeBron wanted to be on the team. So this is not going to be, we're going to start dumping these guys and it's not working. It's going to be, we're going to replace Frank Vogel because that's how it works in the NBA. Not that Vogel deserves to be fired, but he's on that plane that Dave Roberts is on with the Dodgers, where every time the Lakers lose, Frank Vogel trends because his rotations are not good. And the combination of players he puts on the floor are always wrong. And you can just tell that's the way it's going. And if you think for a second that Vogel's job isn't in jeopardy, let me tell you why. A day ago, LeBron was asked about Frank Vogel's status as the head coach. Do you think he should be in trouble? What do you think? And he went on to give this long answer about Frank's a professional. The players have to play better. This is on us, and there's pressure everywhere you go, and we have to find our way out of it. And it was a long and winding answer that was basically nothing. If LeBron James really wanted Frank Vogel to stay, his answer is, hey, Frank's our guy. We won a championship with him a year and a half ago. Everything is great. We're going to figure this out. LeBron James knows the impact of every one of his words. He, more than any other player in sports, he knows when he says something what it means and how people are going to take it. So when you get asked about your head coach, and he didn't say, I want him out. He didn't say, no, I don't know what's going on. He didn't James Robinson, Urban Meyer his way by saying, I don't know what we were doing there. But just the fact that he didn't stand up for him and gave this long answer about the players have to play better. What he's doing is he is opening the door saying, if we want to make a change, I'm okay with it. That's the message he's conveying by giving that long winding answer about players playing better and Frank knows what pressure is all about. That's what he's saying. Because if he wanted to, let's shut it down right now. Frank's our guy. This is where it's going. But now the door is open. Hey, if you want to change, I'm going to be okay with it. LeBron knows that's how his message is going to be taken by the Laker brass, by anybody that wants to make a decision, by the rest of the team if they're wondering, maybe Frank's not our guy. I don't know about coach. Boy, LeBron didn't stand up for him. So you know. LeBron doesn't care. And, you know, we talked to Rick Bucher tonight, and Rick is watching the post-game handshakes at every Laker game when they win, and LeBron and Frank Vogel are like, yeah, hey, okay, yeah, good game. Yeah, that's great. And there doesn't seem like there's a real kind of relationship there. Look, there's a reason why LeBron's had 8 head coaches in 19 years, right? For a guy that's that good, he's had 8 head coaches. He doesn't care about any of his coaches, doesn't like any of them, doesn't think any of them are that responsible for winning. None of these never said anything great about his head coaches. He is letting us know that, hey, if you want to change coaches and that's our first move, I am okay with it and we can do it.
Kind of like the Ryan Clark line that he used for Belichick yesterday, built in his image of how he wants to build his squad. But we've seen this with coaching. Joe Brady gets bounced by Carolina on their bye week in the middle of NFL games. Nothing to see here. Last night, after the Bills got worked, yeah, it was 14-10, but the run game doing what it did for New England. And it's really optics more than anything else, right? They weren't terribly effective on third down, whatever else. But in the post game, Sean McDermott being asked about the offense and didn't really give a ringing endorsement to Brian Daboll. Kind of did exactly what LeBron did. Well, let's explain some other things. We're leaving some opportunities out there. Not a, yes, I still believe in the mission and what he's coming up with, right? It'd be very easy to just do a one-liner, even if it's just the dreaded vote of confidence here on December 7th. And like anything, hey, man, we live in a different world than we did a week ago, 30 seconds ago, whatever time frame you want to put on it, like draft day, the movie. It's the same idea that it's a moving target and you're trying to figure out what the best combinations are and what's going to get you towards a title. I did like the play of Russell Westbrook in the third quarter. He had 15 points. Also at the 5:54 mark, just like the James Worthy clip going viral, there's also one of Russell Westbrook. He would have been called for like four taunting penalties because after a Jason Tatum turnover, he's standing in the Lakers or in the Celtics bench in between players, and he just stands there clapping for like 10 seconds as the ball gets inbounded going the other way. It's an amazing little clip, but a microcosm of, all right, in that moment, all was right with the world. And I'm seeing people put up defensive metrics when the three heads of this were on the court together and saying, all right, this is positivity. And look, it's all baby steps towards your, you know, 82-game finale and into the postseason. But at least for a moment, you know, he staves off elimination. Why? Because I haven't said that in a while.
We're going to grab him for a couple of minutes here to get his reaction from tonight's game. It is a longtime friend of the show, Chris Geeter McGee, host of Lakers pre and post on Spectrum Sportsnet. Geeter, we've been talking about James Worthy getting that Celtic ass tonight. That was some kind of effort.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
Man, I love coming on like nights like tonight, right? Like, yeah, big game was epic. Top 75. Now he's got Halsey and one tweeting him. Watching the show and he's dominating your show. It's a hell of a night for the Hall of Famer. Coming on air, lighting a cigar, and just giving it to Cornbread Maxwell was all time.
Did you keep the stub to commemorate the historic night? Put that in a plastic bag as a piece of memorabilia?
I had him sign my rundown.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Very good. He signed the rundown.
You know what's amazing, guys? So the second part where he didn't know it was coming, and the producer put up in the big screen him dunking on Cedric in the NBA Finals, like on his face, and James went nuts. I don't know if you saw that part. He was going crazy. I was legitimately crying watching. He had us laughing so hard, there was tears coming down my face.
All right, in 30 seconds, Geeter, with scale of 1 to 10, are the Lakers on their way back, or they still have a lot of figured out? If 10 is they're on their way back and 1 is they're not, where are they?
Man, I want to say 8 so bad because I think it's a big win and I saw some great things tonight, but I just need to see more before I give it that kind of a number. So I'm going to say 6 until they show me. These next 5 games, very, very winnable. You go out on the road. If they can put together a nice 5-6 game win streak, then I'll be happy and I'll move that up to an 8. But they need to do it on the defensive end and they need to do it night in, night out, not just when it's a national game and it's a Celtics.
He's on Twitter, at Geeter3. That's at Geeter3. Chris Geeter McGee, a Lakers pre- and post-game host. Thanks for stopping by here at the end of the show. What a way to finish.
How about
with
that?
Authority. Coming up next, my buddy Ben Maller. This is Fox.
We got that Celticast tonight.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah.
Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.